Good morning. Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts shall perform this. Doesn't Prof. Udy know it's Lent, not Christmas? Yes, we usually listen to this text at Christmas time, and yet the context doesn't speak of the precious joy of a newborn baby, but of bondage and gloom. Not of the delight in life, but of the darkness of death, judgment. Assyria would soon afflict Judah and ravish Israel. And yet, verse 2, those that dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined. At the fullness of time, that land of Galilee, as foretold in our text, was still overrun by the Gentiles. And yet, it did not keep God from fulfilling his promise. The light shone even there. Christmas came. And they are called to rejoice as in the day of Midian. That day of Midian was another day of darkness. The Midianites swarmed over Israel like a swarm of locusts. And lest Israel think that their hand won the victory or made even any real contribution, the Lord, remember, sent the army home. He kept only 300. Not to win the fight, to see him win the fight. They went out into the night with a trumpet in one hand and a torch in the other, covered with a clay pitcher. The zeal of the Lord won the victory for them. And so God assured them that even despite the Assyrian invasion, he would win the victory. He would still bring Christmas for them and for you. Consider it personally. America is invaded, and the survivors hauled away in chains. It happened to Israel. We deserve it no less. Even in the face of that national disaster, King Ahaz would not trust God's promises of the virgin-born Emmanuel. How about us? How often when we're facing national or personal disaster, do we fail to trust in the Lord? Perhaps despairing, or setting our trust instead in man, man's political maneuverings. Trust in the strength of America to revitalize its economy, win its battles, make its schools secure again, bring light back. But unto us a child is born. As in the day of Midian, he alone removes the gloom and doom. Did you notice in those words whose child this is? In verse 6, he is not identified as God's, of course, whose he is, nor Mary and Joseph's, but yours. Unto us. This is your child to take in your arms wherever you go. This is your child to keep in your heart forever. Because he came in our human nature to be our child, he is able also to take our place suffering the bondage of sin, the gloom of hell, the darkness of death, and the punishment of our sin, because He is your child, He is able to give His righteousness to you. Verse 6, and the government will be upon His shoulder, and His name will be called Wonderful Counselor. Yes, this is the wonder child. God and man personally united in Him. We are the ravaged refugees. Sin oppressing us. Death distressing us all in every aspect of life. And yet in the very midst of this distress, He draws us to His cross to work a wonder in our hearts. The wonder of peace. Your sins are forgiven. The wonder of joy. Your Heavenly Father knows your needs and will provide them. The wonder of hope. Paradise is open for you. Verse 6, He is the mighty God, our war hero. He shattered the Midianites before the first trumpet even sounded. And He entered this world to shatter death through the shattering of His own human body. You see, that divine light of Jesus' eternal life was hidden in the clay vessel of His human flesh. And that life was shattered on the cross when God set on Him the sword of the death our sin deserves. And when that clay vessel shattered, the divine light of life also flickered out. Satan rejoiced. But then that light flashed and flamed out through the gloom for all to see. For the mighty God devoured death, not vice versa. Our war hero. He is, verse 6, everlasting Father. Both the one who with the Father and the Spirit rules from eternity, creating all things. And the Father, the source and provider of everlasting life. His resurrection is the trumpet call that Satan has been routed. The forgiveness of sins and everlasting life are yours. This Son of Man ascended, receiving from the Ancient of Days the scepter of His eternal kingdom. And so, verse 6, He is the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of His government and peace, there will be no end. Yes, here, the staff of sin still prods us and pokes us, trying to get control of our life. But Jesus' grace breaks that control, giving peace. The rod of the law still beats us with its curse. But Jesus' grace breaks every curse, giving peace. The yoke of the law, of death, still tries to hold us. But Jesus' grace breaks that yoke, giving peace. Verse 7, upon the throne of David and over His kingdom to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever. Yes, this is the gospel judgment of God's justifying you in Christ Jesus, who died your death. You are forgiven. You are covered with His righteousness, for unto us a child was born. The divine light bursting into the primordial darkness of our sin. The zeal of the Lord has performed this. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 106, stanzas 4 and 7.